Dan Kopanky says if he had to do it all over again, he would not change his vote. He'd support Act 10, which limits collective bargaining for most public employees, and he'd back Governor Scott Walker's budget.
We had issues, financial, that needed to be addressed, and this governor and this legislature took it upon ourselves to say the buck stops here. We're going to address it, and we need to get Wisconsin right financially. So we did it, and of course, there were the recalls.
In the end, the La Crosse Republicans' vote led to his loss to Democrat Jennifer Schilling in the August recall election. Kopanky has kept himself busy since the election, focusing more on the collegiate-level baseball team he owns, the La Crosse Loggers. Kopanky says he's also working behind the scenes politically, spreading the message of fiscal responsibility, and wants to start a nonprofit with that focus. Kopanky says he's been in touch with the four Republican senators currently facing recalls and has advice for Governor Scott Walker, who's facing a recall as well.
You have to continually be out with the people, and I know the governor's trying to do that, and the senators that are up for recall, I would certainly recommend that, you know, no matter what, you took a vote, you stand for what your principles of what you voted for.
Kopanky says he wants Wisconsin to get past the recalls and would like to see both sides working together again. He has not decided if he will run for political office again, whether at the state or national level. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.